Tim Walz ignores question on how he and Harris will lower prices. By Hannah Knudsen on September 4, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, ignored questions on how he and Vice President Kamala Harris will lower prices. The clip, shared by Trump War Room, shows Walz sitting amongst a crowd of people. One person could be heard asking, "What's your administration going to do about lowering prices?" adding, "Can you answer the question, please?" Of course, Walz completely ignored the question, a move apparently backed by his handlers, as the video shows. Watch. This moment comes as many Americans observe the stark reality that both Harris and Walz seem to refuse to answer questions that are not scripted. That aside, even when Harris was asked in her one and only sit-down interview since her coronation about Bidenomics and lowering prices, she largely deflected. As Harris spoke about plans to lower prices, CNN's Dana Bash asked, "So, you have been vice president for 3.5 years. The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?" Harris responded by asserting that the economy had to recover, a complete falsehood. "Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. And I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors," she said. Of course, Harris's assertion that the economy had to recover when she took office is simply not true. As Breitbart News fact-checked, the American economy was rapidly recovering from the pandemic and lockdowns before Kamala Harris and Joe Biden took office. In the third quarter of 2020, the economy grew at an annual pace of 34.8%, according to the Department of Commerce. The following quarter, it grew at an annual rate of 4.2%. In the first quarter of 2021, the economy grew at an annual rate of 5.2%. Unemployment, which had soared when businesses were ordered to close their doors during the pandemic, was also rapidly falling. After hitting a high of 14.8% in April of 2020, the unemployment rate had fallen to 6.4% when Harris was sworn in as vice president. Far from mismanagement worsening the economic challenge caused by the pandemic, the Trump administration's response avoided what would otherwise have been an economic calamity. But both Biden and Harris have continued to glom onto this lie, using it to, ironically, give a green stamp to legislation, namely, the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, that has worsened inflation to levels not seen in decades. When asked if Bidenomics has been a success, Harris deflected again but attempted to associate it with good work all around. "I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did in the first year of being in office to extend the child tax credit so that we cut child poverty in America by over 50%, when we do what we have done to invest in the American people and bringing manufacturing back to the United States so that we created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs, bringing business back to America, what we have done to improve the supply chain so we're not relying on foreign governments to supply American families with their basic needs, I'll say that that's good work. There's more to do, but that's good work. Watch, Harris, I haven't implemented inflation fixes I promise because we had to recover, we did good work." Walz ignoring valid questions is par for the course, however, and falls in line with the precedent set by Harris, who opted to ignore the media this week by wearing earbuds as she boarded her flight to Michigan.